I reblogged it and retweeted it. I retweeted it, I reblogged it, and I checked into it.
This app is so elegant.
Are you gonna get the new Kindle? I saw it on TechCrunch.
How is this different from Facebook?
They don't even have a Foursquare menu for their apartment.
I don't even get Tumblr. Is the internet down?
I didn't even finish high school.
Think of it like an Instagram for hamburgers.
He's a genius.
It's like Pandora
for cats.
Are you gonna get the new iPhone?
It's like Airbnb for Facebook games.
I thought I'd check. Who has a party in Palo Alto?
Think of it as a Netflix for YouTube.
How is this different from RDO?
An iPhone charger?
I saw it on that Instagram.
I check in on Path, and then I send it to Foursquare. I also send it to Tumblr, and then Tumblr auto-posts to Twitter and Facebook.
Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And good morning, Vancouver. You indeed are listening to CITR. Welcome to Tweets and Tunes. For Wednesday, May 8th, I am Jason, your host, along with the real Dr. Todd. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how goes it this bright, sunny, and authentically West Coast morning?
It is bright and it is sunny. We said this last week.
Thank you for that riveting commentary. Thank you for parroting back what I just said earlier. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, it's... it's a good thing they expanded the Portman Bridge to 8 lanes, soon to be 10. Simply because when the rain comes again after all this sunshine, they're going to need the extra space on the bridge for all the people lining up to jump when we get another month and a half.
I didn't see the suicide joke coming in on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's early, I know, but yeah, that was a right turn.
Well, you know, we like to mix it up here. We like to keep it going, you know, especially on this day in history when a UK guitarist in 1974 jumped under the tube in the Finsbury Park station in London. So I figured, you know, no better way to start off the morning than with a good suicide bridge jump.
The Wednesday hump day suicide joke.
You're halfway through the week, people. It's okay. Hang in there. Hang in there. You will make it. So another riveting show coming up for you. We've got a ton of new music here in the studio. And we're going to spin a whole bunch of that.
It's our best show all week.
The best show. This is the best episode we will have all week. Bar none. Bar none. Again, yes, Tweets and Tunes, the fastest growing show on radio, as reported by Nielsen Ratings, who apparently rate college radio
shows
all over the place. We're going to do some 80s college DJ a little later today, going back to 1986. Staying true to the title and actually playing a song from the 80s. A real treat. I think you'll all enjoy it. And we're going to start off this morning with a little ditty. Brand new album from Rec Center. It's Times a Billion, and this is Missing Out. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Good morning.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And welcome back. Kicked off that first set with three local representatives of the Vancouver music scene. You heard Rec Center kicking it off from their Times a Billion album and Missing Out. We followed that up with Ostra from Feel It Break and The Choke, and finished that all off with a new album from The Bell Game, Ritual Tradition, and that was their song The River. You are listening to Tweets and Tunes. It is Wednesday, May the 8th at 6:45 in the morning. Jason here in studio with the real Dr. Todd. So you said you did not watch said hockey game last night.
It's depressing.
Yeah, yeah, there's... Speaking of good use of the bridge, maybe we need not wait for the rain. All the Vancouver fans that are...
What a dark tone we've taken this Wednesday morning.
And good morning, Vancouver.
Can we relate everything today?
Make today the best day ever. Yeah, a lot of depressed hockey fans this morning. Although I think I would... Could you imagine if the Canucks had lost... been swept in the first round, and we'd been coming off of like 2 months of straight rain.
Oh, it would. Yeah, no, I think everyone's kind of like, oh, look at the sun. That might be better than hockey right now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, we'd be talking about another Vancouver riot, I think, at this point. So yes, for those of you who do not follow such things, Vancouver's National Hockey League team, the Canucks, was swept in 4 games. By the San Jose Sharks.
I hope people can go to their water coolers today and talk about the game now, because they've had our update.
They can, yeah.
So like, oh, yeah, I totally saw that.
Totally.
Terrible.
They lost in 4 games, apparently, according to my local college radio station. Elsewhere...
Your premier source of sports.
Vancouver's premier source for sports, CITR 101.9 Tweets and Tunes. Each and every Wednesday, for those people who want sports updates once a week.
the best show we'll do all week.
You know, with so much coming at you via all the different sports channels, Twitters, it's nice sometimes only to get sports updates once a week.
Well, that's all you got in you.
Yeah, you know, you're not ready for it 24/7, you know, for all of those people out there. You familiar with the band As I Lay Dying?
No, new to me.
Yeah, so... lead singer of As I Lay Dying, Tim Lambesis, arrested for apparently plotting to kill his wife.
Plotting?
Yes, plotting.
Isn't that most marriages these days? Like, they no. At least thought about it?
No.
His wife's listening.
You're wrong. You're wrong, Todd. And that is a poor attitude to have.
It's very, why I'm single.
Very well. Yeah, that's the only reason.
One of the list.
Tim Lambesis, 32, was arrested at a retail business in Oceanside. I would like more information. I would like to know what retail business.
That's where he got caught? Was he plotting this at a 7-Eleven? And then she walked into the kitchen.
May 7th, Oceanside, California. A local Dunkin' Donuts. Heavy metal lead singer Tim Lambesis arrested plotting to kill his wife. Yeah, it does not say what the local business was, but sadly.
It's like that joke, you know, the attempted murder. Why do they charge it? They don't give a Nobel Prize for attempted chemistry.
That's a joke.
Zing.
Yeah. We'll be here all
tough
week.
Tough crowd.
We'll be here all week. Try the lamb. Yeah, other news going on. We are 6 days away from a provincial election.
Jeez, it came out quick.
As we are a college radio station, a public radio station, we do not take sides, and we present both balanced sides of the equation. We want to not promote one. We want to get everyone fair rein.
Yeah.
I think all the options suck.
Oh, they're all terrible.
They're all horrible. I don't think there's any good party to
vote
for. It's
the elector dictator system.
That's first past the post.
First past. Oh, that. I guess that's the technical term.
huge problem. Huge problem. But don't let that stop you. Apathy is no excuse. Go out and vote. Vote for the party you think is going to screw it up the least.
The least? Oh, that's so terrible.
Well, is that not, you know, in my mind, I've always been of the ilk that no matter what party you vote for, they're going to fleece you. It's the nature of politics.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, what party, whilst fleecing me, will get the most done and not completely screw things up? So, you know, that's basically how I make my decision these days as to who to vote for. What do you put?
Flip a coin.
Really?
No, I get pretty into it, actually.
Todd, there's four parties.
Yeah, but I'm voting Excalibur.
Do you have one of those
four? Now that you know, I'm voting
one of those,
Excalibur.
Do you have one of those four-sided coins?
the Dungeons and Dragons dice.
Has anyone seen my 12-sided die? I have an elf with 52 hit points.
Who am I voting for?
Oh, excellent. Well, speaking of voting, the Peak Performance Project that went on this past year, showcasing local Vancouver bands all vying for a large prize of $100,000. This year's winner was Deer Rouge, not Deer Rogue, Deer Rouge. Great band, husband and wife band. This is from their Kids Wanna Know album and the title track. You're listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR.
time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas, and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
And that was Yacht Club from Nonavera and Flash. Before that, you heard Rika, local stalwart.
We're sure it's Rika?
Yeah, I'm sure it's Rika, yeah. Also, previously known as Christina Maria, who was a staple here on the Vancouver music scene in many clubs, cafes, street corners, hot air balloons.
And then she became Rika.
Rika.
See, this is my, I'm not convinced.
Rika, like the Real Estate Council of Alberta?
Yes, naturally. Yes, that's what I was thinking about.
Thought that's exactly where you
were.
We're
always on the same page.
I know. We're sharing. Sharing a stream of consciousness. That was from her album Kodiak, and the song was Blackie. And we kicked that all off with the peak performance winners, Dear Rouge, from the title track from the album Kids Wanna Know. Other things that kids want to know. Apparently, there are 23 words that have remained largely unchanged for 15,000 years.
This is what kids want to know.
This is what kids want to know.
Yeah.
Not my kids. Other kids, though.
The hip kids.
The hip kids, yes. 15,000 years, these words have remained unchanged. Surprisingly, fashizzle is not in there.
Shocking.
Yeah, rather. Compact disc also has not been around for 15,000 years.
Or the last five.
Or the it's true enough. Fair point, my friend. Fair point. Do you have a guess to what any of the words are?
Father.
Sure. Not really.
No? I thought I read it. I was cheating.
Matt.
And I wasn't even cheating well.
Cheaters don't win. But in 6 days, they get elected.
Who man, will cheat the best?
Man slash male. Mother. Mother is on there. Father is not. Fire. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I believe that would be there. Black.
I guess 15,000 years, they wouldn't know who the father was. Like, they just thought it was magic, like the son did it.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe they were referring to as in father, mother.
Hmm.
As in, creators of progeny. Look it up, kids. Grab a
thesaurus. Hip kids are interested in this.
I, of course, I, me, yeah. That's not surprising. And, nothing really, hand to flow bark.
Only the best on college radio right now.
Only the quality programming. Donate today to keep this type of programming.
But what other words 15,000 years ago? Where will I find this?
To spit.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, obviously, people have been spitting for 15,000 years at least.
Minimum.
Sorry, for all you young Earth creationists that think the Earth's only 5,000 years old, please turn off your earmuffs.
The phone is lighting up.
Earmuffs, kids.
All the creationists that listen to this.
Earmuffs, kids. Earmuffs. Worm. I guess worm's been around a long time. But
what, they identified like one animal and like decided the rest weren't needed?
Well, one animal and then bark.
Bark.
Like, were they referring to the dog noise or possibly the outer coating of a tree?
Very scientific 15,000 years ago. Selectively.
So there you go. If you happen to time travel back 15,000 years and you want, you know, a few words that you know are going to remain relatively unchanged, you could make a sentence with this. I give to spit bark.
Naturally.
Naturally. And that will basically... Wow, we've really hit an all-new low here and... in programming. Caitlin Hansen is advising us that it means the dog noise.
Clearly,
yeah. Facebook, have you heard of this?
Yeah.
This thing called the Facebook.
It's going to be big.
Yeah, I think it's maybe here to stay. They've got Mashable, if you head around the web and look, you'll find that they've talked about how you can really block people. All the different ways in privacy setting now. You head to Mashable.com. And there's now ways that you can actually block someone without unfriending them.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
For all these people that are scared of unfriending someone and then having to face them in an awkward social situation. Why did you unfriend me on Facebook? Oh, I must have been a mistake. I was changing some settings. I'm not sure how this happened.
Facebook's always screwing up like
that.
Yeah,
they keep changing their privacies. I'm not sure how this happened. But now you can just block them where you'll still show up as a friend, but they won't see any of your news publications.
This is what I want.
Yes. So this is creating a generation of braver people. You know, that take responsibility for their actions, as we all should. In this day, and I'm sorry, I'm going to get up on a soapbox here for a second, but
literally,
we actually have a soapbox in the station. We also have a action figure of Matt Hardy from WWE.
It's an eclectic place we're here.
It is. You got a little bit of everything. I am looking. There's someone suing in the U.S. today because his coworkers taped a sign to his back that said, kick me.
And did he get kicked?
I'm not sure if he, I don't think he actually got kicked. The workers were fired.
Okay.
Fair enough. But he is suing now because of the emotional damage to having
this a
kick.
A fragile man.
This is a fragile man. And
can you imagine going to the unemployment office? But like, so like, why are you out of a job? Well, I put a kick me sign on somebody.
That's not something you want on your resume.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. So yeah. You're totally capable and talented and everywhere else? Yep, yeah. Just put a kick me sign on a guy and that's it.
Yeah. It was an honest mistake. But yeah, people just, yeah, political correctness just always goes a little too far for my liking in this day and age.
No kidding.
But kick me signs, well, you know, that's a lovely segue. Speaking of kick me signs and other things, let's play some Rennie Wilson. This is Feel Like a Child. You're listening to Tweets and Tunes on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and please feel free to get down.
You know, there's nothing sexier than voting on a hot summer day. Be sure to vote in the 40th Provincial General Election, Tuesday, May 14th. For more information, go to elections.bc.ca. First I say no, I got some plans for tonight, and then I stop and say,
hey, Horace, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
Thank you. California's waiting like raccoons in the night. I feel it strongest in the evening time, hanging our clothes out on the line. Strongest in the evening time, hanging our clothes out on the line.
Listening to Masterpiece Theater on CITR. No, you're not. Tweets and Tunes, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Shotgun Jimmy from the Everything Everything album. And it was Carry On. Previous to that, you heard the Abramson Singers from their new album, Late Riser and Jack of Diamonds. And we kicked that all off with Edmonton's own Rennie Wilson from the Sugar Glider album. That was Feel Like a Child. And you are back here on the 8th of May, a beautiful Wednesday morning. Sun again as far as the eye can see. Visibility for unlimited. Unlimited, as they would say.
You haven't even checked that. You just know.
Oh, I just know. Yeah. I don't need to check.
And you looked outside.
I don't need to. If only we had a window to the outside. unfortunately, all we have is a window to the hall here at the Student Union Building at the beautiful campus of University of British Columbia. And people apparently come by, draw on our window during the middle of broadcast.
I can't even read it.
It's backwards. I'm not sure what they were
He got like two-thirds of the letters backwards, and the other ones he gave up on.
In his mind, it seemed like a good idea.
How
does
a backward E look?
I think he was up all night watching A Beautiful Mind. And came back and started scribbling math.
Everybody wants to be a beautiful mind.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone wants to scribble math equations. Yeah. Web roundup time. It's that time where we round up the best of the web.
The entire web.
Hence the clever name, Web Roundup. I had to change the trends from Vancouver to Canada for Twitter because there was just not enough good things trending. And it's bad because if you go to worldwide trending, top trends on Twitter, you come up with like 90% of them are all Spanish.
And the Spaniards really into Twitter?
Apparently, South America loves them some Twitter. And since I do not habla Espanol, Oswaldo from the Morning After Show, which is here 11 o'clock every Tuesday, does habla Espanol. So maybe Oswaldo could fill you in on that, but I can't. So
people are going to listen, hoping he mentions this, and they'll go, they promised on Tweets and Tunes. He'll totally ignore it.
Yeah, well, Oswaldo's asleep right now. No one gets up this time of the morning. Saul Bass, great American designer. If you go to the Google Doodle today, you'll see a tribute to Saul Bass. Really, really cool Google Doodle. Google Doodles are responsible for a decrease of at least 15% in productivity. That's an official scientific.
No, I can tell.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't just pull that number out of the air.
By reminding us that it's official,
yes.
It just made it more official.
And scientific.
And scientific.
In clinical trials, you're on live radio, stop coughing. Yeah, I've spent many an hour on a Google Doodle. When they had the Pac-Man, it was like the 30th anniversary of Pac-Man on Google Doodle, and you could actually play the Pac-Man right inside the doodle.
That was a week you lost.
That's several days of my life I will not get back. Okay, so Saul Bass is trending right now. Fergie retires.
I was very excited about that.
And in fact, it is not Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, it's terrible.
Wife of Josh Duhamel, I believe.
Duhamel.
Duhamel?
No, it's Duhamel?
Yeah, it's French.
No, it's not Duhamel.
It is. It's not Duhamel.
It's Duhamel.
No, it's not.
Duhamel.
You're so American.
Just like him.
Oh, wait a minute. It's like my friends, they were down in Texas, and they were trying to find an insurance place for their car. And the friends were like, well, go see Frank Coy for insurance. Like, okay, so they give them the address, and they're wandering around downtown and looking for Frank Coy. And they can't find it. And they go to this store and they're like, do you know where Frank Coy's insurance is? They're like, well, it's right there. Look across the street. And they look across the street and there it is. Francois.
No.
Yeah, Frank Coy.
Oh, yeah, that Frank is Coy, terrible.
Frank Coy insurance. So Josh Duhamel. So no, I'm sorry. It is not Alex. It's not Fergie. It's Sir Alex.
Our listeners confirmed it's Duhamel. You're right.
Yeah,
I got to own that.
Yeah, Duhamel.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. So Sir Alex Ferguson, the longtime manager of Manchester United, for all you footy fans out there, retiring after 700 years coaching.
Seven team. Official scientific numbers.
Clinical studies prove that he's been coaching for 700 years. Daniel Sedin is trending. I think that probably has something to do with the hockey game
the
last
bang
night.
Up job they did last yes. night bang up job
and trending just under Daniel Sedin is hashtag sweep. I'm sure there's no coincidence there whatsoever. If we head to Reddit, and I do love going to Reddit, you will find in music trending the XX. Their song Intro
great
is trending. Yeah, and they've got a new song coming out they've done for the soundtrack of The Great Gatsby.
That's right. I've heard about this.
Starring
have you heard it?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes. Clinical studies show it's Leonardo da Vinci.
It is Leonardo da Vinci. Here's another great thing. The number five topic on on Reddit's music subreddit. Lauryn Hill blames slavery as she's jailed for a $500,000 unpaid tax bill.
Oh, wasn't that the most insane thing you'd ever heard? I actually read some of her yeah. final remarks.
It's the second most insane thing I've heard when it comes to unpaid tax bills, next to Wesley Snipes, how his accountant told him it was constitutionally invalid for citizens of the U.S. to have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And in an unrelated note, he was just released from jail, I believe, 2 weeks ago after spending 3 years in a federal penitentiary for tax evasion.
With any justice, we'll get another Blade movie. Yeah.
I think he owes that to the people. His debt to society will be paid by
through
Blade 4. Pantera is trending on Reddit. You can go watch their video, Drag the Water. And, close to my heart, Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing. That's a classic.
Why is that trending?
People have voted it up.
It's just a great song.
It's a great song. You just
it's
can't.
A fantastic
do you need
song.
Any other reason other than it being a
I
great song?
I wanted a
song?
Little bit more, but I'm
not going to give you a little more. Heading over to Mashable now. Evernote has 4 million users in China. Do you use Evernote?
No, it's my dad uses Evernote. It's kind of like an old man.
Evernote. The app used by your father.
He's like, you can save all these things and they're private. And I go, nobody cares to read your things.
Yes, yes. By the way, if I had just said father 15,000 years ago, people would have known what I was talking about.
Father wasn't. You said it was just mother.
No, you're right. They'd have no idea.
No idea. Like, what is that? They have all those other words, too.
Yeah, Evernote. Evernote they would have been fine with. Father completely threw them off. And YouTube has a new feature. This is featured on Mashable. You can now find out what video is trending in your geographical location. So right now, if you want to find out what video is trending in Hackensack, New Jersey, you could do so. I don't care to do so. Because what videos are trending in Hackensack, New Jersey right now don't really excite me a whole lot.
You know, they're coming out with paid subscriptions now. That's their new thing they're coming out. So now you can pay to be like, it's going to load, it's loading. And you'll just sit there waiting and you'll have paid for these things.
What? Google has found a way to monetize YouTube?
All those ads weren't doing enough for them.
Unbelievable. I refuse to believe it. All right, well, speaking of YouTube... and watching with your eye, really bad segue. Yeah. Silver Gun and Spleen from the Semi-Truck album. This is An Eye for an Eye. Tweets and Tunes.
said you put it. Waking up at the scene in the crime, I knew what should have. I knew you would have if we both knew we could have. If the situation let me, but don't forget me. And I'm out of the future in letting yourself get old. When you hide the highs and just live the low, you'll end up letting that little heart of yours turn black.
Welcome back to Tweets and Tunes. That last one was Zeus, and it was a Stone Temple Pilots cover of Vaseline. Before that, we had Fake Shark, Real Zombie with Paint It Gold, Silver Gun, and Spleen with Eye for an Eye. And I think we might have something special coming up.
Well, Todd, here on Tweets and Tunes, we always have special things coming up. That is indeed the truth. But yes, it is that time of the show. The segment that everyone has been waiting for.
It's Tweets and Tunes. And once again, it's time for 80s College Radio DJ. That segment where we play a song guaranteed to take the wrinkles out of your skinny puppy t-shirt.
The year, 1986. Vancouverites aglow as the World Exposition sets ground here in our lovely city, giving us what we now call Science World, the big white golf ball on the point of False Creek. The Premier of British Columbia, Bill Bennett, and then Bill Vanderzam, elected in 1986, right before his Fantasy Garden fiasco. Stanley Cup playoffs. The Calgary Flames lose to the Montreal Canadiens in one of the last all-Canadian Stanley Cup matchups. In the theaters, you were rushing on a Tuesday, because movies only cost $2.50 on that day, to see Aliens starring Sigourney Weaver and The Fly starring Jeff Goldblum. Great, great science fiction. Epic, epic movies. Neil Young released Landing on Water and Leonard Cohen released First We Take Manhattan. And this group, and let me tell you, by the amount of scratches on this CD, I do not anticipate this song going so well, but we're going to give it a try anyways. College radio DJs all over the country were playing this tremendous band from the UK. This album, Hull Zero, London 4, debuted, or London Zero, Hull 4, debuted number 2 on the UK charts. This is The House Martins.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Just speak a different language and it's never something you ought to be. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something you ought to be. No, it's another night up with a boss. Following in footsteps overgrown by moss and his heart's me. Good women grow on trees. And if you catch them right, they will land upon the knees. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the minds. And they love to buy you all a drink. And as we ask all the questions, and you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Cause you speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something happened for me. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never been happened to me. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
Something you're again.
Again and again.
Something you're again.
And again and again.
Something you're again.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Hi, my name's Matthew.
When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
4,400 days and we're still swimming deeper. Two nameless decades, our memories go into the ether. We get so lost sometimes, filling holes that don't need fixing. And tide is rushing underfoot, we're walking heavy. Poor hunter named Stanley and his youngest daughter Rita ran all the way to Chicago, got lost in the winter. They'd get so cold sometimes, crossing train tracks, lifting rations. At night under a sea and bridge, he'd sit and tell her how some people don't change. I think they're strange, so do you. We'll be right back.
Right, you're back listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You just heard Foals from their album Holy Fire, and that was My Number. Before that, it was Born Ruffians from Birthmarks, Dancing on the Edge of Our Graves, and we kicked the whole set off with 80s college radio DJ. That was the House Martins from the album London Zero, Hall 4, and Happy Hour, of course sampled at the end of Hello City by the Bare Naked Ladies from the Gordon album. You'll find that creeping along at the edge. DJ Jack Velvet in the studio, getting ready, looking as dapper as ever. Darn you people who are so follically blessed. Look at that hair flowing.
Yes.
It's magnificent.
It's unfair. It's unfair is what it is. He's unfairly gifted in the follicle regions. Take that to mean whatever you wish. Okay. Well, that does it for us. We got a couple more songs coming up, and then that's it till next Wednesday. You can find us on podcast later today. You can go to visit our website at tweetsandtunes.com. Look under podcasts and relive this experience every day until next Wednesday. You can also find us on Twitter at tweetsandtunes or facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. As well, if you'd like to hear some of the interviews that we have here on the show, you can find us on our SoundCloud page at Tweets and Tunes, and go find past guests there as well. All right, back to the music, because the music is what we do here. This is 2 hours of traffic, Foolish Blood, and Last Star.
Stayed up all night after the first warm day in June, and I got on your case, but the sun came up too soon. Took your request underneath that midnight moon, and I had one song left, but the sun came up too soon. Before I got the timing right, I watched you walk into the morning light, disappear like the last star of the night.
Disappeared like the last star of the night.